Hi, I'm William McCoy, and I'm a junior at Covenant. I've grown up in a Christian home with parents who have pointed me towards Christ my whole life. I've always known that I'm saved by Jesus, and I accepted Christ when I was in fifth grade at Watermark. Throughout my life, my parents have always been an example of faith to me because they've gone through so much and still devote their lives to Christ daily. On the day that my sister Claire was born, the doctor had complications during delivery, which fractured her skull and gave her severe brain damage. Because of this, Claire has no control over her arms and legs, has constant seizures, and is unable to talk, see, or eat without a feeding tube. My parents clung to God through this and have continued to for the past 16 years of her life. I was only a year old when she was born, so I've grown up with this experience of long hospital stays and at-home nurses not knowing anything different. I've never doubted God's goodness through this because I see how blessed we are to have Claire and how blessed she is to have us. I've always been so thankful for my family because of how close we are through it all. But this began to change in June of last year when Claire's kidneys began to fail and my dad volunteered to donate his own kidney to her. Because God has always come through with every trial Claire's had, I trusted him completely with the surgery. The transplant ended up going just as planned and Claire was ready to come home, but then only a week later, Claire's body began to reject my dad's kidney. This was really unexpected for all of us, and that hospital trip ended up lasting about 3 months. During that time, there was about a 50-50 chance of Claire making it through. This time in my life was different than anything I've ever been through, because the last time Claire's life was in this much danger was when she was born, which I was too young to remember. This put a lot of stress on me and my parents, and I became more and more angry. It was almost every night that I got into an argument over something with my parents that wasn't even about what was going on. But the trauma of the whole situation made me feel like I was going crazy. I was mostly just confused and lonely because Claire's situation and the arguments just kept getting worse. For the first time, I wasn't so sure about God's plan, and I couldn't see the reason why he was letting all this happen. I told God that what he's doing with my family makes no sense, and I begged him to just fix it somehow. My biggest fear during this was that our family would never go back to the closeness we had before. Then after months of being in the hospital, Claire finally began to accept the kidney and got to come home. But for some reason, the anger and fear I had during that time just wouldn't go away. My relationship with my family was still not getting better, and I was waiting for God to show me the reason for all the suffering. This wrestling with God kept on for about 2 months until my mom and I were in a huge fight, and I told her how scared I was of our lives not ever going back to normal again. Instead of just telling me what I needed to do, like I thought she would, she confessed that she was just really scared too. After that, we finally began to relate to each other, and our relationship slowly began to restore. But the point of this story isn't just to tell you that everything works out the way you pray for it to. Looking back on that time when I was begging God to fix my relationship with my family, I've realized that that was the first time I've ever really wrestled with God. Before this summer, I would have told you that I had a strong relationship with Christ, and that would have been true, but I never could have told you a time when I've stood firm while my faith was being tested. When I say that God broke me this summer, it sounds like a bad thing, but those months of feeling like I had no control made me cling to God more than I ever have before. 6 months later, my family's closer than we've ever been, but I've learned that is not the goal of all of this. What all this showed me was that no matter how much it doesn't seem like it, God is always working in our lives. By allowing me to go through all of that pain, he drew me closer to him and let me decide on my own to trust him with my life. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, "He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart, yet no one can fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end." If your faith is being tested, I want to encourage y'all to use it as an opportunity and grow closer to God and cling to him instead of turning away from him. Thanks for letting me share my testimony with y'all.